Yerushalmi Masoros corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesma base at the Mishnah. Peiros Shetomam Ad Shalai Nigmu Melachim Reb Lezer Oise Melachol Mehen Arai Vechachom Matirin Chutz Mekakar Sateinim. The Mishnah says that fruits that had their truma separated before they were completed, Reb Lezer prohibits snacking on them since giving truma obligates them to be tithed, and the Chachom permit it aside from a basket of figs. A basket of figs that had its truma separated, Rav Shimon permits snacking on them, and the Chachamim prohibit. If a person says to his friend, take this issa coin and give me 5 figs for it, Reb Meir says that he shouldn't eat until he tithes. Reb Yehuda says that if he was given them one by one, he may eat them, and he's exempt, but if he was given several at the same time, then he's obligated. Am Reb Yehuda, Masa Beginas Veradim Shaisa B'Yerushalayim, V'hayu Teiner Nimkoreis Misholish Omei Arba Be'issa, V'Leifrishu Memena Truma U'Masa Ma'ilam. Reb Yehuda says that it once happened in a rose garden in Yerushalayim that its figs were being sold at 3 or 4 for an isa, and truma or masa were never separated from them since they ate them one by one. And the Gemara says, "Manan kaimin im bekalkala shel teinim divrakol asa im bezeisim ala shemen ve'anovim ala yayin divrakol muta." The Gemara says, "What's the case of a dispute between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim? If he's separating for a basket of figs, all agree that it becomes obligated in masa. If he's separating from olives for oil and grapes for wine, all agree that it remains permitted. Elakian kaimen betamoim vu osle dorsam uvgoigus vu osle ledushan. Reb Lezer ime truma toiveles bepeus shloi nigmu melachton. Rabban Amrin ein truma toiveles bepeus shloi nigmu melachton. Rather, it's when he has dates that he plans on pressing and dried figs that he plans on compressing in a barrel to make fig rings. Reb Lezer says that separating truma obligates fruits that are not completed, and Rabbanon say that it does not do so. Rishon Maoshi is Bol. According to the Rabbanon, the separation of Masa Rishon before the produce was completed prohibits snacking because it's now become tevel and obligated. Man Kaimin. Im Kadeshin is Moreich, Divrekol Asa. Im Masa Rishon, Shehikdimu Vishibolim, Divrekol Mutter. The Gemara asks, what's the case? If the pile was already smoothed, certainly it's prohibited since he's already separated truma, as it's prohibited to separate Masa Rishon before truma. If he had separated the Masarishim while it was still sheaves, for which there is no prohibition to separate it before Truma, then all agree that it is permitted. Elekian and Kaiman, Betamoim, Vu Osila Dorsam, Begregas Vu Osila Dorshan, Behifrish Mehen Truma Gadola, Venimnechla Nicham, Kamoishahen, as you say, Behifrish Mehen Rishon. Rather, the question is about dates that he intends to press and dried figs that he intends to compress, and he separated from them Truma Gadola and then decided not to proceed any further. In Tema Lemafreya Nitbulu Truma Shi Toiveles. If you say that retroactively when he finished picking the figs, they were completed, the separation of Truma after that, which was before the Masa Rishon, prohibited snacking. Vim Tema Mikan Laba Rishonhu Shehu Toivel. But if you say that it becomes completed only from the time of his decision and it didn't become prohibited by separating Truma as it wasn't yet completed, does separating Masa Rishon therefore prohibit it? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. If a person buys from an amaret dates that he intends to press and dried figs that he intends to compress, Rabbi Meir says he may not snack on them and he has to separate from them as demai. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hila, and Rabbi Loza, quoting Chilfai in the name of Chacham, said that he may snack on them and he separates from them as certain tevel. Am Rabbi Yona Ashrichun Kosev Bepin Kasei de Chilfai Oichem Hem Arai Metaknam Demai, you should say. Rabbi Yona says that I found written in the notebook of Chilfai he may snack on them and he separates from them as Demai. Vekashe Im Oichem Hem Arai Metaknam Vadai Im Metaknam Demai Ye Osa Lechol Mehem Arai. The Gemara asks, well, if he may snack on them, he should be separating from them as certain tevel, and if he's separating them as demai, he shouldn't snack on them. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi La, Oicha mehem, Arai m'shem dora shalai nigma melachtoi, Metaknam, you should say demai, mitoch sheyodeh shebeisai tevel, afu mafrish truma m'shar rishayna. Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi La, answered that he may snack on them since this opinion holds that acquisition doesn't obligate if they're not complete, but he separates them as demai since the Amaret knows that bringing them into one's home obligates when they will be completed, and he separated Truma early before they were completed. Rav Lava says, in the Mishnah, the Chacham permitted snacking on fruits that had their truma separated before they were completed, aside from a basket of fruits, a basket of figs. These were in fact referring to a basket of any fruit. Rav Shimon Mate, Mikal Vachoyme, Umayim Bashar Sheyesh Alea Zikas Shloisha Masas at Omer Mutter, Bashar Sheyesh Alea La Zikas Shnei Masas Le Kol Shekain. In the Mishnah, Rav Shimon permitted snacking on a basket of figs that had its trimmer separated. Rav Shimon's source is a Kal Vachoyme. If at a time when it's obligated in three tithes, and there's a trimmer Gedola, Masa Rishon, and Masa Sheni, you said it's permitted to snack on them, then at a time when it's only obligated in two tithes, namely Masa Rishon and Masa Sheni, certainly it should be permitted to snack on. Rishon Maoshiit Bola Sheni, and the Gemara asked the contrary of Shimon, after he'd separated Masa Rishon, is it prohibited to snack on it until he separates Masa Sheni? Mayim b'shar sheyesh alei azikas shnei masas at amar muta, b'shar shein alei el azikas masa echad le'kol shekein. The answer is, if at a time when it's obligated in two tithes it's permitted to snack, then at a time when it's only obligated in one tithe, namely which is masa sheni, certainly it should be permitted to snack.